Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me all right there?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, I do.
All righty. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, 2311-4201.
All right.
-0035.
Okay. -5417. Alrighty, give me a moment here. Okay, is this Roland Hicks? Are you calling on behalf of Roland Hicks?
Yes, I'm his wife.
Okay, and what was your name?
Rosie Hicks.
Okay, Rosie. And is this the office line you're dialing off of? Is this a cell phone?
Oh, it's my landline. My husband's on the cell phone with me right now as I'm speaking to you.
Okay. Okay, no problem, Rosie.
And he might have to hang up, so I just was going to get some information.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just confirm some information we have on file real quick here, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, all right?
Okay.
I have billing address down as 5313 River Oaks Drive, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78413.
Correct.
My mom was actually born in Corpus Christi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was. That's interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where are you right now?
I'm in San Diego, Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me just see. Just a couple more questions. I actually don't have a company name on file for you and Roland. What company are you guys with?
It's Roland Hicks doing business as Double R Flag Car.
And I'm sorry, that was Double R Flag Car?
Correct.
So Roland Hicks DBA Double R Flag Car. Okay, perfect. Is the business a sole proprietorship? All right, and how long has how long have you guys been in business there?
How long has it been, hon? I don't know if you heard that.
7.
How long, hon? Okay, 7 years.
7 years, all right. And I have a company phone down. It's 361-774-5977, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so if you guys can kind of tell me what you're looking to do there for the business, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, before we start, I wanted to know the payment structure.
Okay. Are you guys looking at equipment, or are you guys looking to bring on some capital?
Both.
Okay. So we have two different programs. We have our equipment finance program, which is always going to be monthly payments. And then we have our working capital program, and we have, you know, we have daily payments, weekly payments, and monthly payment programs. So equipment, always monthly. There's three different variations for the capital.
Okay. Did you hear that, hon? Can you hear any of it?
I can't hear.
Oh, okay. You can't hear.
Just get the information, baby. What did he ask?
Okay. He said they have two different types of loans, one for equipment only, and one for working capital. And the equipment, you pay it monthly, and the working capital, you pay daily or weekly. Is that correct?
Or monthly, yeah. We have three different programs in regards to payment frequency for the working capital.
Programs, but you're whatever.
Well, we want monthly.
Yeah, because we would need monthly payments.
Okay, yeah, we do have a lot of programs with monthly payments. It just really depends on what we fit you into here. Just to kind of touch on the needs there, what are you guys looking for as far as equipment goes?
Honey wants to know, what are we looking for as far as equipment goes?
Probably a pickup truck.
A pickup truck.
Okay, and what's the price tag on that?
What's the price tag on that, hon?
I'm saying 40,000.
He's saying about 40.
40, okay. Is that new or is that used?
New or used?
It's new.
Okay. And how much capital is the business looking for there?
And how much capital are we looking for, honey?
Maybe 12, 15.
12 to 15 thousand.
Okay. And what would the use of the capital be?
What would the use of the capital be, honey?
Just expenses.
Just expenses.
Kind of just some operating capital. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. What did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
Come again?
What did the business do in 2015 in gross annual sales?
Okay. What did our business do in 2015 for gross annual sales? I'd have to look at my income tax return. We can't remember offhand.
Yeah, just any like ballpark number you could throw out there.
Any ballpark, honey? Do we remember anything? He doesn't remember at all, and I don't either. And we sat there. I don't know. I mean, we just don't know. I have to look at my file.
Pull them up, see what the gross was.
Okay, let me see if I can pull them up. One second.
I'm going to have to get off. Is that okay?
Okay, honey. Is there any other... My husband's working, and he's going to have to hang up. Is there any other important question that I probably wouldn't be able to answer before he goes?
I mean, there's probably a lot more questions we need to go over. I should be able to talk to you as far as the process and getting you guys applied. I'm trying to think here. Do you know how his personal credit is?
Not good.
So credit's not too good.
Okay, bye.
Okay, yeah. Okay, any idea? Any like idea of a FICO score?
Yes. Hold on. He was in the hospital and out of work.
So oh, really?
That kind of hurt us.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
I used to have a score of 800, and I'm looking. It's 547. So you probably won't be able to help us.
Wait, is that... Well, no, I mean, I can do working capital loans for people with 5-4. Is that your credit score, or is that your husband's there? Or Roland's, I should say.
Well, I guess it's for my Discover card.
Oh, okay. So,
I used to have it much better until he got sick and ended up in the hospital and wasn't working. And now he's working again, so...
Let me ask you this. Is he the sole owner, though, on paper? Right? Or?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, it's both of us, but it's kind of just him.
Right. So what's his... Do you know what his kind of, like, ballpark FICO score is by chance?
No, it'd probably be about the same.
Okay, so I'm not sure if we could qualify for the vehicle financing. I think we would be able to get the business some capital. It's just kind of hard for me to gauge what kind of amount we'd be looking at without knowing your guys' sales. Cause we typically lend about 10 to 15% of your gross sales. So, I've certainly done a lot of loans for people right around the 550, so I don't think that'll be an issue as far as the capital. It's just kind of hard to... I mean, basically, we could do 12 to 15,000. You know, if you guys did 120 to 150 in gross sales there, give or take, last year. So, but yeah, just to kind of give you a little feedback as far as the process, what we're looking at is we'll look at 6 months business bank statements. We'll look at a one-page application, and then we'll look at the first page from the tax return there. Now, I know you mentioned your husband was in the... Is it your husband?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just want to make sure. I know you mentioned he was in the hospital there. Did that affect his sales a lot last year? I'm assuming.
Yeah, somewhat. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And what does the business do exactly?
I'm sorry?
What does the business do?
It is a double R flag car, is an escort. He escorts and he steers for huge loads.
Okay.
Sometimes they're wind turbines and they're generators. It's You know, whenever you see a huge, like 18-axle or something, there's a pilot car and then there's an escort in the back.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely. Okay.
But it's okay. We probably don't qualify.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't say that. Like I said, the credit score is not going to disqualify you for the working capital. So it's just, you know, I definitely would like to see what we can do. It's just without knowing the gross annual sales, you know, I can't give you like a ballpark figure of what I think the business will qualify for.
Yeah, but you said we have to make sales of $120,000 to qualify for a $15,000 loan?
Yeah, typically we'd be looking at about $10,000 in deposits into the business account per month to be able to get you approved here.
Okay. No, I know it wasn't $120,000.
Okay. Yeah, I would. Because we typically have a deposit volume of minimum of about $10,000 per month. So I'm not sure at this moment if we'd be able to do anything for you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. You take care, Rosie.
Bye.